Yeah. So I am in, actually, it's funny that the hot dog thing was just played right there. The Chris put that in the imaging. I'm in charge of appetizers, wine, and pies for our dessert get-together, right? I didn't really consider it until just now. I get to show up with a plate of hot dogs, like a couple dozen hot dogs, and just kind of lay them out there. There you go. There's appetizer number one. Mm-hmm. Get in there. Everybody has a couple of dogs before Thanksgiving. Would anybody be upset at that? I think everybody would be pretty fired up. What do we got, Trav? Well, first round, hot dogs.
You cut the dogs?
No. Well, that's just cocktail weenies at that point.
Yeah, but that's, Trav, this is the problem, man. You don't want the hot dogs to take up, let's say hot dogs took up 25% of what you're going to eat that, you know, for Thanksgiving. You don't want a hot dog to
25%?
Take
we're not
going
to have six of them. We're going to have one, maybe two.
If I had one or two hot dogs, that is the 25.
Nah, it's an all-day event. You start eating around 10.
What time do people start coming over?
Well, we got a little bit of a drive. We got to get up to Santa Barbara for this. So I'm guessing people will start trickling in before noon.
So are you driving up Thursday morning?
Yeah.
Is that the bad? When's the bad
No, Thursday
drive?
Morning's okay. Wednesday afternoon slash evening is
That's
the super
one.
Terrible one. Thursday morning, we're going to get an early start. No Dana Point turkey trot this year because, well, I can't. But yeah, I'm thinking Thursday morning we get up morning. There. It'll be perfect.
How long are you going to be up there for?
Coming back Friday morning. Quick turnaround. Kids got stuff down here on the weekends. Don't ever do that. They really seem they have plans. They have appointments. They have things they want to do. Your life is no longer your own. There's a whole bunch of things to get in the way.
That you end up telling your kids, hey, see that McDonald's right there? See that McDonald's?
100% chance. Yep. That's where the Egg McMuffin was invented. Mm-hmm. The Egg McMuffin did not exist until somebody in that McDonald's said, you know what you do.
Does your wife sit in the passenger front?
50-50, because she's the smallest one in the family. Yep. Sometimes she'll get in the back, and one of the taller children will sit in the front.
Can you have them record when you're doing it, and then just send it to me?
I will.
Just send it
to me. I'll see if I can slide it in there.
I'm sure my uncle will talk about Gilroy being the garlic capital of the world when we're in El Cajon.
I can't wait. I need to meet him. We get along well.
There is no reason to bring that up right now.
All right. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. 62-33. That was not a basketball game. It was played on Saturday afternoon at the Coliseum. It was a football game between UCLA and the USC Trojans, and a very average UCLA team beat USC by 29 points, 62-33. USC football has never been more embarrassing than it is right now. That was a debacle. You can lose. I get it. It's a rivalry game. You're going to lose that game once in a while. I get it. Never given up more than 62 points in that rivalry. That's humiliating. Humiliating.
Laid it to them.
What are they doing?
I kind of like that UCLA was running up the score.
Why not?
I really do.
That's absolutely. Absolutely you run up the score on them. It's a rivalry game. They're going to do it to you. You might as well get a chance. This is not good. If they're playing Arizona State, you take your foot off the gas, you end the game, you get on the plane, you go home.
No, there's something about just laying the wood in a game like this.
They have to hit the detonator and start over. Everybody that has anything to do with that program that's not a player, right? The kids.
Well, this is what you're forgetting. At the end of the first quarter, they were up 10-7.
Yeah.
You got to find the positivity here.
You really are a half full kind of guy, aren't you?
That's unreal.
No, the coaching staff, 62. The guys that do the weight training staff, yep. The nutritionists, mm-hmm. you need to just, it's like when you get, somebody gets sick in your house, like the stomach flu, you got to open up every
clean
window,
yep.
Wipe down every wall, every
take
door
the sheets
handle,
off,
just
we're
everything.
Washing everything.
Starting over.
Yep.
We're starting over from scratch. The only thing that stays are the people that live here. You got to completely start over because I never thought I'd see it, but it's happening. That SC football program is rotten from the inside. They're not any good. They don't have good players. They don't have a good team.
It's embarrassing.
They don't have a good plan. Mm-hmm. Again, this isn't where, okay, look, UCLA's got a first-round draft pick at quarterback. UCLA's got this, that, and the other thing. They don't have anything, and they got absolutely great. They got absolutely destroyed. That does look pretty good. Greg is coming in with a birthday cake. What do we got here? I see raspberries.
Happy birthday.
Okay, so first
that's
off, let me just say,
that's beautiful.
About a week and a half ago, your son sent me a message on Instagram. There you go. Atta baby.
I had to blow out the candles.
He sent me a message on Instagram. It's uh-huh. basically like, hey, November 22nd, that's my pop's birthday. It's
sure
my pop's birthday.
I bet you a nickel they're not 100% sure it's my birthday today.
No, he really did.
No, he didn't.
I swear.
I'll show you the message.
Did he really?
I swear.
I'm shocked to hear that.
So this morning, driving in, stopped a little Bristol Farms action out there.
That is fantastic.
That's what friends do. They get other friends cakes for their birthday. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, when's your birthday?
Because my birthday was just, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago or so.
Something like that.
Yeah, Trav, nothing.
Well, I didn't know.
Nothing.
No. See, this is a half-truth. This is what happened. During the show, I said to you, so what do you got going? It was a Friday.
Yeah.
What do you got going this week? Go out to dinner with my girl. Oh, that sounds fun. Where are you going? I forget where you said you were going. We're going to this place. Oh, is that really nice? Anything else? Anything going on this week? Nah. And then show ends. We go to do our looky, and we say, so that restaurant sounds pretty good.
Trav wants me to wear like a happy birthday shirt on my birthday with the date.
I understand had you not want to say it on the air. That makes perfect sense. But you say, well, Trav, actually, it's my birthday.
Yeah, but then you would have said it on the air.
No, we were done. The show was over. We were in the other room recording the looky.
It's a good point. That's a good point right there.
Now, I may have come back on with Mason and Ireland and said, hey, hold on, guys, real
quick. Never looked at it.
Slee's birthday.
Look, that's the risk in something like that.
Thank you, Slee.
My man, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And, if you want to share with anybody, you can, but I have a feeling.
This is a cake for one.
I have a feeling you're not going to
That looks really good. It's raspberries anybody. And chocolate. It has a nice little happy birthday T-Raj on the top. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
100%.
And
when I told her T-Raj, I was like, she's gonna put something.
She got it right.
She got it on the dime.
Yeah, nailed it.
On the dime there.
I can't believe my son sent you something. You're being 100% serious?
100%. I'll show it to you after.
They actually pay attention every once in a while. This is one of those moments where they start to come back around to you. This is very, very exciting. Thank you, guys. Thank you to everybody. Let's make fun of SC some more.
Yeah, 100%.
Let's go back to that. Thanks, Berg. What do you do? Because here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Florida fired their coach this weekend.
Yep.
Dan Mullen is out. We know that Ed Orgeron is out. Florida and LSU are top-tier college football jobs, just like USC. SC is going to eat third in this party.
Can we use Thanksgiving as an example? So everybody gets together on Thanksgiving. The food is nice and warm. Everybody's getting ready to eat. LSU goes up there first and says, all right, let me get a plate here. Not too far behind, Florida comes in and starts.
Well, they're fighting to get that first plate. They're fighting over the drumsticks.
They might be fighting, but I think LSU is going to have the edge there.
Probably.
Okay? They're getting in. They're stacking up their plate. USC is just kind of waiting in the background. And then Florida and LSU tell USC, hey, listen, you're not eating today. You don't get to eat on Thanksgiving. We'll tell you when you get to eat. And they probably don't eat until Friday. You know how you get, by the way, there's nothing wrong with eating on Friday. You got a lot of great leftovers. There's a lot of.
Do you make the sandwich, Al?
I do everything.
Well, no, like, the post-Thanksgiving sandwich where we put a little stuffing on that sandwich, a little cranberries on the sandwich, a little turkey on the sandwich, maybe a little hot gravy on that sandwich. The sandwich.
No, I'm going back to the plate, Middle Eastern food all over the place, and literally as if I had not had Thanksgiving yet.
Groundhog Day.
SC is not eating until Friday, so I don't want you to tell me they're eating when LSU and Florida are done. No, LSU and Florida are done eating, then they're coming in for a second round, and then USC has to wash the dishes, and then they eat on Friday.
So you and the Slee with Thanksgiving, you're LSU. You eat, and then you go sit and watch the game.
There's no game to watch. I'm throwing on NBA TV.
I liked it. No, you're right. There are, thankfully, more good candidates than there are openings. But
yeah,
that's assuming you can get somebody out of Penn State, or you can get Aranda out of Baylor, or you can get one of these other players to come from another place. USC, because they're all good jobs. Think about this. Florida is Florida with all of the players in and around that area of the country.
Yep.
Great homegrown players in Florida. Same thing for Louisiana. Same thing for Southern California. They're all the same. The question is want. We talked about this before when it was just LSU. When there were two guys waiting to eat, right? LSU was going to, SC, I'm making up numbers. We'll pay you $3 million a year. Okay, we'll pay four. Okay, fine. We'll match four. Okay, we'll pay five. Yeah, hey, but this kid that may or may not be a good fit here, you're going to take him. SC may, I don't know. It just doesn't seem. Yeah, bring him in. You need $2 million a year for your assistant coaches? Done. I don't know if USC has the want that those SEC schools. Now, you could argue, my hand's in the air, that that's a better way to do it, that having less want for something like that, you have your priorities in better order, that you're more focused on other things than just winning a bunch of football games. But when it comes to winning football games, those two schools are going to do whatever it takes.
I don't know if this will help USC or if it will hurt them. you had Oregon play. You had Oregon play this weekend against Utah, right? And no one was shocked or surprised that Oregon. You know, obviously, Oregon lost the game. They got blown out by Utah. I don't know if it helps or it hurts that the Pac-12 is wide open every single year, and the SEC is going to be just a dogfight. I mean, I don't know. I genuinely don't know if that could be part of the pitch. Is, hey, look, the Pac-12, you could be a squad like Oregon and had a loss against Stanford, but still had a chance to be a part of this, you know, four-team playoff, and then you end up losing against Utah, so those days are over. I don't know if that's going to help them, but SC has certainly not helped themselves image-wise.
So there, this was thrown out over the weekend. Kirk Herbstreit, who, of course, is part of the ESPN's college football coverage, College Football Game Day, threw out an interesting name when it came to USC coaching possibilities.
There's going to be different names that will surface. I keep going back to, I think Brian Kelly would be an interesting hire, an interesting name. I'm not saying Brian Kelly would leave Notre Dame. I'm just saying if I were USC, I might knock on his door and talk to him. I don't know if Brian Kelly would leave anywhere. You know, I think he's in a really good spot, but it's worth asking.
Okay, two things. I don't know if Kirk Herbstreit is saying that without knowing something about something.
Sure.
Not necessarily that Brian Kelly's going to be the next SC head coach, but somebody saying, hey, you know what I've heard? It's somebody that Kirk Herbstreit trusts. He heard that and saying, oh, this is just saying this may be a possibility. So I think that's number one. But here's the bigger part. Give me one reason why he would leave. The idea of, is it a good hire for SC? Yeah, it's kind of interesting. He went from Cincinnati, kind of rebooted a program that had fallen on hard times, that he knows how to do that. He's been in the college football playoff, all of those things. Brian Kelly's resume is very, very good. Why would he leave? What does USC have that he doesn't already have at Notre Dame? If you were just calling good coaches, call Nick Saban. Call Riley in Oklahoma. Call Ryan Day at Ohio State. Call all of these guys that are just killing it at their respective places. If we're just calling big names, sure. But why Brian Kelly specifically?
You're going to, and we'll see how things kind of shake out here. It's one of the top programs in all of college football. You're 10-1 on the season. You need, if Cincinnati loses, you need a little bit of help to be a part of that top four, right? You're going to need a little bit of help. He's right there of getting a chance to be in this college football playoff. You want to start over at USC? You just lost 60-something to 30, whatever the score was. You're 4-6 so far this year.
62-33.
What's the allure for somebody? What's the allure? And that's what I'm kind of trying to figure out. It's not like Notre Dame is Cincinnati.
No.
It's not like it's a school that's not popular and you've had some success there and you're thinking this is the next level of my career.
Notre Dame
career.
Is at the very top of the pyramid.
That's what I'm
now,
saying.
We can talk, well, hasn't they won a national championship since 1988? I get it. That they're not, this isn't the,
you're in the mix every
four
year.
Horsemen. It's not Paul Hornung. It's not Tim Brown. It's been a long time since Joe Montana played at Notre Dame. I get that. They're in the college football playoff kind of regularly. They're right there. They have their own television network to cover them on TV.
It's weird he brought that up.
And he didn't do it for no reason. Kirk Herbstreit's not a bomb chucker. He's just not saying things to say things. He's not a hot take artist.
No, he's got no need to be.
Right. It's pretty interesting. So, all right, 877-710-3776. Does SC eat last when it comes to that? Plus, the Lakers had another weird, weird game in Detroit that may or may not end up in LeBron missing some games. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Okay, so this is the piece of the puzzle has just dropped in a little bit. Wasn't my son. Who sent you the tweet? Give me the name.
It's on Instagram, Kevin Rogers.
Yeah, that's my mom.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You mentioned that.
Yeah. That's my mom. I was like, there's no way that one of my kids would have done that. Not a chance. My mom, that makes a lot more sense.
Okay, so now we both know. Your mom, Kevin.
Yes.
If my mom ever hits you with an Instagram, it's Helen.
Helen, okay.
Now you know. Now we know each other's mothers.
Well, I get why I can see Kevin's an unusual name for a female, so I can understand why you went. But now the universe makes more sense.
Now that you say that.
Yeah, the universe makes a lot more sense. By the way, I just had a piece of the cake you got me.
How was it?
Fantastic.
Good?
Like a nice solid chocolate cake. With a little raspberry filling and some fresh raspberries on top. I mean,
what more do you need?
Who's mad at that?
What more do you need? That's all you need right there.
By the way, nice hot cup of coffee with it. Pretty good start to
birthday. We still, by the way, I think have 6 gallons of milk in there and all the yogurt. Oh.
All right. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it. Can I read off that email?
Yeah, no, read it for sure. Read it for sure.
Okay, let me find
here's
it.
Here's where. So,
quick.
Al sends me an email. It was Friday night, right?
Friday night.
Yep. With you had reached out to Howlin' Rays saying thanks for, you know, participating in
bringing
our sandwich
in the sandwiches.
Debacle.
Yep.
And they told you what was in the spice level. And this is not just, there's a little habanero or maybe a little jalapeno. You have it?
Yeah. So, I wanted to know because you and I, first of all, I'm sure you regret doing this, but do you remember when we started eating the sandwich and you had a straight face and you're like, I'm a man?
Yeah.
Do you remember that moment?
I'm not
right?
anymore. That was a passing moment.
And right when that happened, I'm like, why is he doing this? You know, just it's hot. Just tell people how hot it is.
It was very hot.
And then it took about 30 seconds for you to just abort mission.
I couldn't see anymore. It's hard to pretend that you're a man when your sight has been taken from you in 4 seconds.
Where, you kept telling me, you're like, why are you squinting? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea why I'm squinting.
I was about 20 seconds behind you. A couple minutes tops. Yeah.
That's hilarious. I didn't know why I was squinting.
So read off the ingredients.
I hit her the email. I just said, hey, can you tell me what exactly did we have and was it the spiciest on the menu? She said, y'all received our hottest spice level, Howlin', yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked, what is it made up of? She said, this is made up of Carolina Reapers.
Great start.
Ghost Peppers.
Wonderful.
Trinidad Scorpions.
I don't know what that is, but that sounds terrifying.
And Red Habanero Peppers.
So, okay, so here's the thing. Of all the things you just listed off, Red Habaneros are the mildest thing on that list. The Habanero, let me say that again, folks. The Habanero Pepper on there is the mildest of those, I believe.
I think you're right. You know, the skull level that they have or whatever the case
Scoville.
Is. Or Scoville. Carolina Reapers is the hottest pepper in the world. Okay? I think Ghost Peppers maybe at one point were, but they're not anymore. Trinidad, by the way, anything
Trinidad
called
Scorpion.
Trinidad Scorpions.
No, thank you. I don't want to eat that. I don't want to get stung by one, and I don't want to eat it.
So that's what we had in our sandwich, which...
Okay.
We're still
So here's the thing. I'm going to do this without being gross. Okay? I'm going to do it without
don't
being
be gross.
I'm not going to be gross.
Yeah.
Today is
That's gross,
is the first day where I felt more or less like
back.
Myself.
I'm with you.
There were many moments, let's just say in the morning, where it was particularly troublesome. There were moments throughout the day where you think you've turned the corner. Okay, I feel no, I don't. Where, you know what? I think I can eat something again. I think I can eat something, you know, quasi-normal. Nope, not so much. Today is the first day where I woke up and said, you know what, I feel like myself and have actually felt like myself for the better part of 6 hours now. 6 hours now after we did this on Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3.5 days of somewhere between incapacitated and deeply uncomfortable.
I still need more time. I still need more.
Are you not back?
Another. No, I think I'm feeling better now. I'm feeling better. But it's been a... It's been a little off. Everything's been a little bit off.
Yeah, everything. Yes, indeed. It has been
That's the nicest way that we can say it. okay, we have our Stat Hero Weekend Hero. Let's talk about our fantasy football winners and losers. Stat Hero, the exclusive daily fantasy app partner of the Travis and Sliwa Show. So I don't know how you did specifically this weekend. What if... I'm on a 2-game winning streak, and I just want to feel good about that.
Excellent.
I just want to feel good about that for a second. How'd you do this weekend?
Well, I'm not done because I have my Monday night to
go
tonight.
The national games.
But I need Mike Evans for the Bucks to have a very, very big night tonight because I just did a 2x2. One of my other players scored 0 points. literally got none. So, and here's the craziest thing. If Mike Evans does what he's projected to do, I'll still win. That's how bad the opponents were in this thing. And that's what makes Stat Hero so great.
Pick your opponent.
Pick your opponent. I'll play those guys because I don't think that those guys are going to get it done. I went in there. I got a chance. Even one of my guys with a zero, and I still have a chance to win tonight.
So Stat Hero is the first ever daily fantasy sports book that gives a player the advantage. Of course, they're the exclusive daily fantasy app partner of the Travis and Sliwa Show. Go to stathero.com.
Amari Cooper.
/710. Thanks. 710 ESPN for 100% deposit match. We appreciate them being a part of the show. Okay. So I think we got a little bit of an update here on the Lakers front. But
okay.
Not really much of an update. It sounds like Coach Vogel did talk, I think, while we're doing our show. They're in New York, so he did get a chance to talk to the media and basically said that he has not heard anything in regards to LeBron.
Is that good news or bad news? Probably neither, right? That they're waiting to hear means that they think there's at least a pretty good chance that he's going to get suspended. Because
wouldn't
that question be, Al, if you say, hey, have you heard anything about LeBron? It would be, no, and I don't expect to, because I don't think what he did is warrant of a suspension. But if it's, no, we haven't heard yet, that means that they're waiting for that phone call.
I'll read off a couple tweets here. So Lakers Nation, Frank Vogel says he hasn't heard yet if LeBron will be suspended or not. Ryan Ward, Frank Vogel says he still doesn't know if or how long LeBron James will be suspended for the altercation against the Pistons, waiting on the NBA.
ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. He's getting suspended. I'd be really surprised if he doesn't. I don't think it'll be a long one. I bet it's a game.
Because of that response?
I just think that the response combined with the act itself,
sure.
It's really hard to look at that objectively.
I kept comparing everything, and I know you've said you can't. It's not apples to apples, but I really did. I kept comparing, okay, look what Jokic did. He got a one-game suspension. This, you can at least make a case that, look, I wasn't trying to hurt the dude. I wasn't trying to hit
him.
I wasn't trying to...
Right, like I get intent is a piece of it, but
Draymond,
I don't think it's a very big.
Remember when Draymond like just basically hit him square in the you know what? I think intent there is a little bit. Remember that one
when
playoff
Draymond
game?
Had a history of doing things to people.
Right.
So when it happened, it's like no, you got to go.
Remember
I think that's
Meta
what's working. Yeah.
On James Harden giving him that
it
elbow.
It happens all the time.
But that's the point I'm talking about is some dudes have a history. They're going to have a shorter leash.
And that's why I think that there's. I don't think it's going to be long. I think he's going to get one. You can't swing a closed fist shoulder high and
connect
and bloody someone's
and
face
all that happened yesterday
and not get suspended. If it were LeBron Curry
for the first quarter,
like college football, where you get suspended for a half if you get targeted.
Can we negotiate? Okay, LeBron won't play over 30 minutes.
He's not playing. I'd be really surprised because I keep going back the other way. If this were Isaiah Stewart who split LeBron's eye and he's like, look, I wasn't trying to bust his face open. I wasn't trying to catch him. I was just trying to get his forearm off me. Yeah, well, you cracked his face open. You got to sit down for a game. He'd get one for sure. The thing working for LeBron is that he's not that guy. And he's not. LeBron's not a dirty player. He doesn't have a history. This isn't what he does. He's not a cheap shot artist. None of those things. But he had a bad moment where he swung a closed fist shoulder high at someone and it connected. You have to miss a game.
Well, we'll hopefully find out. But can I just add another? What's the NBA waiting for?
That's great.
You had all day. You pretty much had half the day yesterday. You know, it's already New York is deciding this. So it's 2:25, almost 2:30 over there. What are you waiting for? If he's out, he's out.
Lakers got a little lucky because we're actually talking about LeBron and will he or won't he, as opposed to you were down 17 points to the Detroit Pistons in the third quarter. Because that conference, I know they came back to win. I know that they hit the gas in the fourth quarter. They outscored Detroit by 20 points. That was another really ugly night for the Lakers.
Well, unfortunately, too, it seems like when I say unfortunate, I'll explain what I'm referring to here. There was the conversation yesterday that they needed a game like this to wake. They needed a moment like that to wake them up. Trav, I have a very difficult time kind of comprehending that. Like, what do you mean you need a moment to wake you up?
Well, yeah.
If you go look at the NBA standings right now, Phoenix is, they're not going anywhere. They're going to continue to just win games. They've won 12 in a row. Golden State's the best team in the NBA.
Comfortably so.
And, you know, what's so odd about that, they play good team basketball. It's really Steph and Draymond, but Steph is obviously the best player on that team. Everybody else is buying into what they're doing. Eventually, Klay's going to come back, and it's not just Klay coming back. it's Clay. We don't need you to be Clay Thompson right out the gate. Take your time. You know, work through this. That by the time you get to February or you get to March, now you're starting to feel like Clay Thompson. That's kind of the scary part with them. Utah's going to keep winning. I mean, the Clippers without Kawhi are 10-7, have a, you know, better record than the Lakers. The only thing I will say, that the 9-9 start for the Lakers, to be in fourth place in the Western Conference right now, they're a game and a half back. So it's not like there's enough teams out there that
they're,
are.
We're not in the, are they even going to make the playoffs? No. We're nowhere near that because there's
so many. But you also
want
to have home court in freaking first round.
Even that's Lee. Yes, I would rather have it than not have it. But the fact of the matter is, I'd like to see them look like a good basketball team for more than 5 minutes at a time. That's what I'm looking for. I still haven't seen it. All right, Factor Cap is coming up next. Little travel edition and what you can and cannot do in an airport. That's next. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So how long do I need to wait before I go back to the kitchen to get a second slice of that cake before you won't judge me too harshly? Because it was a very small slice to open with. It was a pre-noon cake slice, like maybe 5 or 6 bites.
So the fact that you didn't bring the cake in here says a lot.
No, with forks and plates, we've nice and neat.
No,
I don't want to be the person that leaves this workstation disgusting.
That's not
because
that's not
that what happens.
Mean. That's not what I mean. What I'm talking about is, remember how you talked about how you prefer eating by yourself?
Yes.
Right?
Well, if I'm doing work.
You want to eat behind closed doors.
If I'm doing work.
So right now, you ate the piece of cake in the kitchen.
With Greg.
You didn't come around here and eat it in here.
It's
tells
true.
Me that there is no defense of the size of the cake that you had. There is no defense of the amount of bites. So I think wait till noonish. Don't do it.
I can wait out.
Don't
That's
do it like 11:45. Go back in there.
I'll be good to go. Right now, we got a little Factor Cap. All right, so we're doing a little remote Factor Cap. Emily is back east. She's visiting her family for Thanksgiving. So she is on the Zoom. She's remote. So we'll see how this goes. Emily, are you hanging in there remotely?
I am hanging in here. Can you guys hear me?
You sound great.
Okay?
Yeah, that much better.
Much better. Yeah,
yeah,
actually,
okay,
your
cool.
quality is better than ours. We're going to Virginia.
What do you got?
I gotta give a shout out to my sisters for giving me Chick-fil-A in the middle of the show. That's one thing I don't get working remotely. So it's
that's
great.
Right.
So up first, sitting on the floor in the airport is acceptable. Travis, is this Factor Cap?
Cap. No, the airport is one of the dirtier environments you're ever going to run across in the entire world. People treat anything that's not their own car or their own house, people treat it like it's a ballpark, right? They throw food on the on the ground. They're willing to leave disgusting things lying around. They don't clean up after themselves, and especially the ground. Now, I'll be standing and leaning up against the wall before I'm putting my body on an airport floor.
I've done some of those international long travels, and now you're waiting 4 or 5 hours for your next flight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care the predicament, bro. And I see people laying down, just no problem at all, laying down on the on the carpet of an airport. Can't do it either. The one thing I will say is, what are the rules of taking up like 4 chairs because you want to sprawl out?
Not cool. And look,
it's not cool, right?
If the entire terminal is empty, do you. But if there's people waiting at the gate to get on that airplane, you get one, buddy.
What's going on here?
You get one, yes.
Get one more tops. You get two, maybe you put some of your luggage there, whatever the case is. Did you just take 4 chairs up and your toes are right next to the guy in the 5th chair?
Yeah, what do you think of these shoes, buddy? What do you see the bottom? Emily, please tell me you didn't sit on the floor in the airport on Sunday.
No sitting on the floor. I did sit in chairs, but it was a very crowded LAX. Was not super happy about that.
Yeah,
but,
well,
love right, LAX. Up. So smooth. So smooth.
Easy in, easy out. Never, no frustration, no anxiety. It's a piece of cake.
Honestly, it was better than Dulles, so I'll just say that. So next, it's not only Travis Rogers' birthday.
It is.
But it is the anniversary of the Mark Sanchez butt fumble on Thanksgiving. So the butt fumble was the best thing to ever happen on Thanksgiving football. Alan, is this fact or cap?
It's cap. I don't know why, but there's something about watching them all just right when the game is over, and then they're all going in for the turkey. They're grabbing the leg.
The turducken when Madden was doing it.
And by the way, they still have their gloves on. You know, they got everything on, and they don't care. They're just getting in there. The butt fumble is memorable. But, you know, Thanksgiving's Thanksgiving when they start getting into that turkey.
I think that it's fact, because here's the deal. I can't tell you. I'm sure there is a memorable – I remember Randy Moss went off for the Vikings one year on Thanksgiving against the Cowboys. That really is the only Thanksgiving football memory I have other than the butt fumble. And it was so perfect because it was Mark Sanchez who got off to a good start in his career, but then very quickly started to deteriorate. Mm-hmm. It was the Jets. It was the Jets trying to do something in the most Jets way, where he slammed his face into his offensive lineman's rear end and dropped himself for a loss. It was a tremendous moment.
This is what you get when you have scrub squads playing on Thanksgiving. Like, I don't know how else to put it. I really don't understand. Just let me think about the NBA for a quick second.
I think that this is your deal.
Oh, I cannot stand it. Think about the NBA. Who do they put on? They do five games now.
All day.
They do five games. These are really good basketball teams for all five of those games.
Usually.
You might have one or two that you thought was going to be good, and maybe that team got injured. Maybe they didn't live up to expectations. But what you don't have is the Lions and the Washington football team. Bro, enough of this. Tradition is only good. At some point, you got to change tradition if it's not a good product. I can't tell you at a restaurant, hey, but it's been tradition we've been serving this awful dish.
Get you sick every time. This right here,
but it's tradition.
Guaranteed salmonella. It's the number four.
We always undercook our chicken.
You like your chicken tartare, right?
Bro,
gross.
Can we stop with this freaking menu on Thanksgiving?
It's a bad setup. The Cowboys are okay because
football gets
Cowboys.
A lot of things right.
Yeah.
Why this one?
Who
can
knows?
You not correct?
Yeah, the Lions need to go for a variety of reasons. They're going to lose every game this season.
No,
congratulations.
Just listen,
to
come
them.
Into the season as best as you can. Put a few games on there that you think are going to be good.
Yeah, not so much. Emily.
All right, up next. You talk to people in elevators. Travis, this is Factor Cap.
Cap. I'm not going to – I will stand there. Even if we were, like, let's say in Indonesia, that's where the tallest building in the world is, right? I think they have that tower there. And it's like a five-minute Ella ride from the bottom to the top. I'm not initiating. I'm staring at the numbers. 1, 2, 75, 76, 104, 105. I'm not saying a word. If you strike up a conversation, I'll chit-chat with you a little bit. But let's all behave in a society. Let's all stare at the numbers silently, get to our floor, and keep it moving.
So there's elements to this. Let me give you an example. I'm getting ready to walk into the elevator, and somebody was nice enough to hold the elevator door. Just use downstairs, right?
Yeah.
They did something.
Yeah.
Like, they did something. Now it's a quick, hey, I appreciate that. How are you
is
doing?
Is that not different? If you hold the door for me, I'm going to say thank you.
But
that's I'm not saying thank
gonna
you.
Say,
and how's your day going?
How are you doing?
Oh, never.
They're going to say good.
What if they answered you?
Well, they are going to answer me. They are going to answer
no,
me.
No,
but there are people that they like, they just want to have a conversation in the elevator. It is an awkward thing, especially now COVID. Now you have your like X's of where you can stand. Everybody goes to a corner. It's like you got to turn and you can't even stare at that person in the eyes. It's just the different world that we're in.
I'm okay with, hey, thank you for holding the elevator. Yeah, no problem. How are you today?
What's your Twitter account?
Great. But it's that. That's pretty good. You know, after I'm off work today, I got to go swing by the gym. And then after the gym, you know, my mom hasn't been feeling well. So I got to run by and make sure she's doing okay. Plus my dog. I haven't even walked my dog today. You know, I got to get out and do my dog. And there's this one guy I run into on the walk every time with my dog. He chats me up for 20 minutes.
They just walk out of the elevator with you to finish their conversation.
I don't need that. How you doing? Good morning. Have a nice day. Perfect.
But that's usually the conversations. They're not going any further than that. But I'm with you on the... not going to really initiate it. I mean, if there's some eye contact made, it's like, hey, how you doing? Other than that, you're not probably going out of your way.
Emily.
All right, last one, and this comes from some personal experience yesterday after that 6-hour flight. You stand up immediately when the plane ends. lands. Alan, is this fact or cap?
It's cap. Don't get me wrong. I get excited too. We're all getting excited. But if I'm 38 rows back, I'm going to be standing for 14 minutes for no reason at all.
Not a chance.
Minimum.
Half an hour.
Right? Minimum. Okay, so what's funny to me is the people behind me that stand up, or the person across from me that stands up, or the person in front of me, there is a, we're trying to just run a normal society. You know what I don't need, Trav? I don't need the dude behind me thinking in his mind, because he stood up, I'm just going to get through real quick, buddy. No, you're not going to get through.
No.
You're going to stand back there and wait.
We're going to go in order.
We're going to go in order. I'm going to take my suitcase down. I'm going to properly let people in front of me go, and then I'm going to go, and then you're going to be behind me. There's always people like they're in such, oh, but I don't have any of this. Bro, just wait.
What are we talking about? If you're the first guy to pop up and you're in the back of the plane, you're getting off at the exact same time as everyone else.
No, but people try to run in.
But even if you get in front of one or two extra people, what does that save you? 8 seconds? What are we trying to do? The most aggressive move of all. Yeah. Let's say you're sitting on the aisle and you're in row, what'd you say, 34. And the guy sitting on the window in row 34, you're sitting there waiting your turn, and he pops up like, are we going to go? Are we going to do this or what? Like, buddy, row 2 is still stuck in their seats. We're not going anywhere. Calm down. Finish your book.
I said, I'm done traveling.
Send a text to your wife or whoever's speaking, like, hey, just landed right now. We're just going to go out here. I'll be out
in
a half hour, 45 minutes.
You just got me fired up. Okay, I got this is not what Factor Cap is supposed to be. I can't get angry at Thanksgiving because of the football games, which I get angry every single year. Nothing changes. And then some of these airplane, airport stories, predicaments, those are not good.
No, traveling on this weekend is a nightmare. That's just par for the course. All right, ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Week 11 of the NFL season was just as weird as the first 10 weeks. We still have no clarity, and yes, that includes your Los Angeles Chargers, Slee. That's next. Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance is proud to support veterans with its annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program, now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping vets in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. Did you get some football viewing this weekend? I don't get a ton of Sundays to just kind of post up and watch football all day long.
Yeah, you were kicking back yesterday.
It's pretty nice. I got to log a lot of football time yesterday.
So it's kind of interesting yesterday with the Lakers game. When you're playing what were they tipping off yesterday? 3 p.m. they tipped off. So I'm in here.
That's when I was in the middle of my nap.
Funches, that's good. That's good to know, man. Funches is here. And we got these, you know, one of the great things about being in the studio, you just got all these TVs.
Mm-hmm.
There's the computer back there as well, which you can actually put on the game right in front of you. So I did. I got to watch some of the KC-Dallas game. Arizona and...
Seattle.
Oh, yeah, Arizona-Seattle. And then watch some of that Chargers-Steelers game from yesterday, too.
So the picks, you ready for this? You got 9 out of 10 points again. If people are not betting with you right now, they're doing it wrong. Because you have been absolutely cleaning
up. What game did I lose?
You missed the Cowboys. You had the Cowboys, but you only had them in the number one spot.
That's
you
right.
Got the other three right. You got Arizona, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati. The Chargers should have covered that game by 2 touchdowns. Instead, they let the whole thing go back and forth. They missed covering by a half. The hook got them. So let's start right there. Emily, by the way, had 5 points. She finished second, so she did infinitely better than Greg, because zero is zero.
Yes.
So had she gotten one, it's infinitely more than Greg.
Sure.
So she got 5, and I finished in last again, because that's what happens every week.
Can I ask you, why is that happening to you?
It happens every
year.
Because
there's no science on any of this. Now,
I disagree.
It gets me interested in these games because we're doing the picks. But I told you, I do this other pick 'em thing. There's like 33, 34 people. Okay. Brad Wallace, the Wallace firm, they keep inviting me into it. Why? Because they know.
Your money.
Yeah, there's Al's money. That's gone. Why are we so? This doesn't make any sense. You know it doesn't make any sense.
So here are the points that you've racked up the last several weeks. And keep in mind, there's 10 maximum points available. This is what Slee has done, starting with week 11, going backwards. 9, 4, 8, 10, 10.
0.
0. That's right. 4. But you think about it, that's 4 out of 6 weeks where you're getting almost every game right. You know what you're doing. You should open up a 1-800 number or 1-900 number so you can charge people, get their credit card number.
Yeah, something like that.
Take it down. Start with the Chargers. That was inches away from being the chargeriest charger
Should have been.
It absolutely should. Let me just throw this out there real quick. You know what I think happened? The Chargers were charging, get a blocked punt, give up a touchdown, score a touchdown, give up an interception, go for it on fourth down. By the way, fourth in, what was it, like 1.5, give or take, on your own 30, get stuffed in a tie game at the end of the fourth quarter. I like aggression. I like going for it. That was stupid.
Yeah, it was.
That was really, really stupid, because if you turn it over, you almost certainly
lose. Or quarterback sneak, let your 6'5".
All of it. Just a terrible, terrible idea. But what happened was Cameron Sutton was the one that intercepted the deflected pass. Cam
went up
tips
in the air for right,
and Sutton catches it. And as he's lying on the ground, a Charger offensive lineman just tattoos him. Just absolutely.
Helmet to helmet.
Got his neck bent. Really. Do you know who was supposed to be covering on that next Charger touchdown where the guy just basically walked into the end zone untouched? It was Cameron Sutton again. You can't tell me he wasn't discombobulated from that hit. There's no way a guy, and that's it, because the only defense at that point is don't let him get
behind
you.
Don't give him a touchdown.
Don't let him get behind you.
The momentum is all on your side. The game's over.
Lead. Yeah. We're going to win this game, or at the very least, we're going to overtime. They're going to kick a field goal. And he not only got behind him, there was nobody there. He went the wrong way. I'm convinced he was discombobulated, to use a word, because concussed, he shouldn't be out there. Let's just say a little confused as to what was going on. What are their explanations? The Chargers got so lucky to win that game the way that they did.
So they got lucky, and then you start looking at the – I thought it was the funniest thing. You said that the Rams had their best week in a month, and they didn't play.
No.
So, but yeah, it just kind of shows. So just look at the NFL right now. KC got another win. They're now 7-4, okay? Raiders lost again. Denver had a bye week, and the Chargers won, so Chargers are still in the mix here in the AFC West. Then you start kind of paying attention to other teams in the AFC. Tennessee loses. Buffalo loses again.
Buffalo loses badly.
Buffalo's not even – remember, they have kind of been riding the division so far. Now the Patriots are sitting number one in
that division.
They're
not even the leader of the division. That's right.
Okay, so Patriots, I think, are sitting at 7-4. That's just the AFC, how – every single week. Like right now, if I told you who's the best team in the AFC, if you had to pick one team.
There isn't one.
I think you're going to pick the Kansas City Chiefs.
Maybe. If you have to pick, maybe. But there's not one team in the AFC to go, you know what, I think they're going to win this weekend. I don't know. I mean, maybe the Chiefs, because they're a little hot right now. They beat the Cowboys. I'll flip it on its head. I think the exact same thing's true on the other side.
I was going to say, that's just the AFC. Yeah. The NFC as questionable as the AFC right now.
Think about it. The Rams are now in control of their own destiny again, for all intents and purposes. The best team in the league is 9-2, Arizona. Okay, Arizona has the best record. The Rams are right behind them at 7-3. They play the Packers, who have 3 losses. They've already beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who have 3 losses. The Cowboys have 3 losses. They're in complete control of where they end up this thing. Now, their schedule is really hard through the month of December and even in the early part of January, but they didn't play at all. They go into Lambeau Field on Sunday and win that game. They're right back at the top of, you know, the team to beat is, because I don't know if anybody really buys Arizona. Even though they're winning a ton of games and they're playing tough, they go on the road, they beat the Seahawks, et cetera, et cetera. Anybody buying the Arizona Cardinals as the best team in football? I'm not.
So that's why I was – listen, I didn't expect the Packers to lose against Minnesota. But that's why last week I was saying that if you're the Rams, you're not that far out of this thing. You just got to go beat the Packers. Now this completely changes because the Packers lost, so it does, you know, kind of equals their records. No, the Rams are not in a bad position, but I'm going to go off something that you've said over whatever sport it is. Your record can say one thing. How do you look? They have not looked good for 2 straight
weeks. But neither has anybody else.
So they get this bye week, right? You're right. They can kind of right all their wrongs this weekend against the Packers. They can right all their wrongs when they get a chance to play Arizona down the road. They still have a tough matchup against Baltimore. They'll have Jacksonville
here.
By
the way, you know what, a game on the schedule in the back half that looked like, okay, whatever.
49ers?
Well, for sure, because always a 49ers. They got to go to Minnesota. Mm. That game was one – the early part of the season, the Vikings aren't very good.
Minnesota.
They thought that Mike Zimmer was going to get canned at some point in the middle of the season. All of a sudden, they're right in the middle of the playoff race. They still have a chance to win their own division. You have to go to Minnesota, really loud place to play, a place where, oh, by the way, the Rams have not had a ton of success in Minnesota against the Vikings. Kirk Cousins – okay, ready? Kirk Cousins is all of a sudden kind of a sneaky MVP candidate. He's not going to win. He's not going to win the award. But if you just go and look at the numbers and you look at the way that the team is trending, the Vikings and Kirk Cousins are one of the best teams in football right now, and the Rams need to, they have one easy game the rest of their schedule. They've got Green Bay this weekend, and they come home to play Jacksonville the week after that. Everything else after that is either a division game or a very frisky opponent.
So you know, you say, you know, you kind of mentioned the anyone can beat anybody. You're right about that. But I think for the Rams, they also have to show that they're a team to be reckoned with. You know, I think they need to show this upcoming weekend. Let's say they lost the game.
Yeah.
31-28, and it was a close game.
To the Pack, you talking?
To the Packers at Green Bay.
Yep.
You're right. That could tell a certain story because they're in a game. It's a tough matchup. You're in Lambeau, the whole thing. But we've watched 2 weeks in a row. They have not played good football. So whether you're concerned about Arizona, not concerned about Arizona, that almost becomes irrelevant because it's the Rams that have to show that they need to play some good football, and they haven't done that in the last couple of weeks.
It's a weird setup, and this is true for the AFC and the NFC. Nobody that loses surprises me anymore, and the good teams, we're talking, you know, the Rams, Green Bay, Arizona, Buffalo, Kansas City, Dallas, Tampa. They could, if they won the rest of their games, I wouldn't be surprised if they went 500 the rest of the way. There's nobody that you say, okay, that team right there, they're at least going to go to a conference championship game. There's not one. Usually by Thanksgiving, we got at least two of the four, right? We got zero of the four right now.
Is it a good idea that, or is this good, I guess the best way to put it, is this good for the NFL that there's no...
You need one or two teams that are kind of really sharp and good and are putting on a show every week. And the Buffalo got housed by the Colts. The Rams played them earlier in the year.
Tennessee lost to Houston.
Houston. They have three losses. Houston and the Jets. Two of their three losses are Houston and the New York Jets. It's crazy.
Yeah,
no,
it's funny. There's a balance here of saying to yourself, well, this is good because every team's got a shot every week. But I agree with you. You want one or two outliers, right? The Golden State Warriors is an outlier right now compared to some of the other teams. I think that's a good thing, even though you got a lot of mid-level teams in the pack.
All right, kind of an ugly situation yesterday in Detroit, not long after the anniversary of the Malice in the Palace, and of all people, LeBron James in the middle of it. That's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.